Hi, this is a dictation follow-up visit for Mr. Willie Raines, W-I-L-L-I-E-R-A-I-N-E-S. Date of birth is 5/24/1978. Date of accident 8/18/2022. Date of service will be 1/31/2023. Mr. Willie Raines is here at the Advanced Pain Care, and he reported allegedly he was involved in an automobile accident as a resident driver when he was hit on the rear end and also T-bone on the driver's side. This impact caused him headaches along with the history of memory loss, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, and nightmares, and blurred vision. He was initially seen at the hospital, Beaumont Hospital, with the negative CT scan for the brain and the cervical spine. And he started having pain in the neck, across the shoulder, mid-back, and lower back, with radiation to both arms and both legs. In addition, he started having some pain in the right knee, which was popping out. According to him, all the five fingers were involved, and he has a difficult time moving his shoulders. In the beginning, the pain was almost 9, and the right shoulder could only be abducted up to 110 degrees in active motion, while left shoulder up to 90 degrees. Today, he reports that he has 20% improvement in the symptoms, but there is no relief in the lower back. The pain in the lower back is 6 to 7. It used to be 8. Neck pain is now 4, and it's not bothering him so much. It used to be 9. The pain across the shoulder is not that bad, and it is mostly on the right shoulder. In addition, patient has some numbness and tingling involving all the five fingers on the left arm in a glove-like fashion. In the left leg also, there is a radiation of pain in the buttock and the left leg area, and patient is has a difficult time walking and working. The patient reports that his pain usually is from 4 to 9, depending on the day. And ADLs are affected as follows. Work is affected 8, while general activity 6, and enjoyment of life 7, among the ADLs. In the system review, patient reports the following. In neurology and psych, patient has headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision, no fainting, blackout, or seizures, or confusion, disorientation, or memory loss. Is reported today. He says he has some difficulty sleeping and anxiety, depression, and panic, nightmares, and poor work performance and weakness. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that he has stiffness of the neck and shoulder and lower back stiffness, and he has a lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, and right shoulder pain. And he has a pain in the in the elbow area, wrist, and hand, mainly on the left side. Some pain in the right hip and right knee is reported, and some pain in the left hip also. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, in contrast to the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that he has seen some improvement, 20 to 30%, especially the neck pain is now not bothering him so much. In the 30 days, last 30 days, no other changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Ultran. Substance abuse, patient does not abuse any substances. He has been advised about marijuana use that is allowed legally in Michigan. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136 over 107, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is here. The date of service is 1/10/2023, and dictation number is 0113-075. And all the diagnosis remains the same. Blood pressure I already mentioned was 177/138, pulse was 76, pulse ox was 100. But on repeat blood pressure taking, it was 163/116. No, I'm sorry. I gave a wrong information on the blood pressure. Actually, today's blood pressure was 136/107, pulse was 75, pulse ox was 99, and the physical examination will be from previous visit of 110/2023, where station number will be 0113-075. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the current conservative treatment for the patient, and all the MRIs that are associated with us, we have reviewed. He has a issues at T3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7 and T1 with facet hypertrophy and disc issues. In the lumbar spine, there is a at L3-4 bulging disc and a ligament of flavum thickening. So he's in L4-5 and L5-S1 also facet hypertrophy, leading to moderate neuroforamen and errant. The patient has been advised the role of traction, spinal traction, and home traction, and swinging on a high bar, as well as yoga and all that. And patient is supposed to continue physical therapy and home exercise, and use a chiropractor even. He's been referred to a primary care physician to control the blood pressure. He's seeing a neuropsych therapy for treatment. For the ongoing CBI, he was provided quad cane and neck brace. Medication-wise, he's now taking, he's been provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultran 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, PRN, Alavil 50 milligram at night, PRN for sleep, pain relief, and GAD disorder, and Zoloft 50 milligram at night for help with the anxiety. If the anxiety is not controlled, he can do double medicine, two tablets, and in 15 days. He has been advised about that. Furosets are provided for help with the headaches. So far, so good. The patient is stable and is continuing. He has been advised about LESI and also CESI that will bring him help, and possible injection to the facet blocks in the lumbar and the cervical region, the affected joints that are coming in the MRI, and he may benefit from other areas like knee injection can be given. At a later date, I will order an MRI. But right now, I have advised him that he can come for injection for the shoulders and also for the right knee. So once he makes up his mind, his treatment can begin with us. Until then, he'll continue his therapy 3 times per week. And he has been also provided Xanax 0.5 milligram at night to help him with the panic. He remains disabled for work and housework replacement. Services and transportation are also added. Thank you.